Hi everyone, I'm Naveen Nuglani. I'm the host of the Nabs Effect podcast on YouTube and Spotify and other podcast platforms. So today we're trying out something new. I'm trying to kind of implement a new dynamic to the content I'm posting on YouTube and Spotify in particular, where I post my podcast. So you're seeing me, you're probably hearing me if you're tuning into this. It's not really an episode, I'm calling it a quickie, just for the jokes, but I'm starting a new dynamic to kind of have a platform of sorts where I can share a little bit more about some of the latest news, latest happenings that I usually and typically post on platforms such as X, formerly Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, and Facebook. Mostly the breaking news stuff, the reports, recent developments in the world of college basketball, for example. And I figured, why not also try to do something similar on YouTube and Spotify, where I can talk a little bit more in detail, say a little bit more information compared to what I typically put in a post with a photo. So this isn't going to be your typical podcast episode where it's like 20 to 30 minutes, sometimes an hour. A lot of these quickies will actually be more of like 5 minutes, maybe 6 minutes tops. We're still going to have words from our sponsors. Thank you, of course, to GetBlued and Fitspire, but that's going to be towards the end of these segments as opposed to the usual podcast episodes where they're at the beginning and then they're in the middle. Anyway, so for today's topic, it's actually a bit of news I broke about an hour or so ago. Not really broke, but rather just shared information where I posted that Seven Gagate and Josh Cornell, two of the young standouts of the UP Fighting Maroons, are going to stay at UP. And obviously players staying in their respective schools isn't as big as like a transfer or leaving to go pro, but the reason why I wanted to do this topic was because given the recent rumors about these two guys possibly leaving UP, I reached out to them over the last few days. I looked to confirm if they are leaving UP or they're planning to stay, and both guys confirmed that they are enrolled and they are planning to stay. They are committed to the UP Fighting Maroons. Now of course, a lot of this noise started circulating because Luis Pablo, who was part of the big three of LSGH that committed to UP along with Gagate and Coronel, recently moved to De La Salle University. And because that move happened, because like Pablo, Gagate didn't play a lot of minutes in his first season with UP, people thought maybe they'd look for opportunities. There were rumors that came up like Gagate possibly going to University of the East or Letran, or maybe even going back home to La Salle. And there were people who were saying that maybe Coronel would also go back home to La Salle. But no, these guys are staying at UP, as they told me, they confirmed to me. And in Gagate's case, he hopes that the extra training this offseason, the preparation, having one more year to learn Coach Gold's system, will help him, shall we say, earn more minutes, earn more playing time as he goes to the sophomore season. Coronel, on the other hand, I feel, based on my conversation with him, that he was just really ready to play. Because take note, Cornell did not play his final high school season with LSGH because he injured his knee. And because of that same injury, he didn't get to play season 86 last season, which would have been his true freshman season with the UP Fighting Maroons. So after sitting out for quite a while, more than a year, Cornell, by the way, he looks great in trainings and workouts. And it looks like he's finally getting his game back, the rhythm, everything. He looks great. Athleticism, explosiveness. He inip na siya maglaro. To really cut it short, to explain it properly, inip na siya maglaro. And he knows that if he would have transferred to another school, that would have meant another season of residency as a transferee. And I feel like that wasn't really in the equation for him, because he wants to play and he will get the chance to play. He's a very talented prospect, a great modern wing for college basketball in the Philippine basketball scene. And I feel like UP fans should be really excited for what this guy can bring to the table, Josh Cornell, because there's a lot of potential there, a lot of talent, and many will be very ecstatic about what he brings to the basketball court. For Gagate naman, of course, a lot of the development is on the defensive side of the floor. Can he catch up to what the team is doing defensively? Offensively, the talent is there. He can shoot, he can drive, he can hit free throws even. He showed that in that one game where he played quite a good amount of minutes last season. So if he continues to perform well, if he continues to train well in the offseason, he might earn more playing time. Now, of course, there's a lot of competition there in his position. Belmonte, Alter, the new FSA will play, likely going to be Ododo. Gianni Stevens is coming in, so nothing is guaranteed. But right now, 7 wants to work it out with UP, and let's see how far it goes. So yeah, that was it for the quickie. But actually, before we call it a wrap, I just want to take this time to express my condolences to the family of Hector Tabuzo. Unfortunately, Hector passed away, according to social media posts, on Monday. And it's very sad because Hector, especially if you're an Adamson Falcons fan, you're well aware of him. Even if you're just a UAAP or PBA fan, a Philippine basketball fan, he's always at the game. Siyang laging sumisigaw, Adamson, lumaban kayo! And needless to say, it's just not going to be the same in the UAAP without Hector. He was actually a nice guy off the arena and the chanting as well. He would always say hi and he would always want to talk about his Adamson Falcons. And he was very passionate about the team. You could always sense that from when you got the chance to speak to him. And I just wanted to say that I think the UAP is not going to be the same place without him and his passion for the game. And again, just condolences to his family, wishing them all the best. All right, that was it. If you guys like this format, if you guys kind of like what I'm trying to do here, if you want to see more of it, just let me know in the comments and we'll try to come up with more. We probably will. There's still more to happen in the coming weeks, especially on BTC, and I'm excited to cover it for all of you. Till then, catch y'all next time.
Are you ready to transform your home into a premium fitness haven? Look no further than FitSpire, your go-to destination for top-notch home gym equipment designed to take your fitness to unprecedented heights. Immerse yourself in a world of possibilities with their versatile range of premium gear, including yoga equipment for serene workouts, adjustable dumbbells and kettlebells for customized strength training, roller wheels and push-up bars to sculpt those abs and arms, jump ropes, foam rollers, and stability balls for an all-rounded workout experience, stylish and efficient cooling towels to keep you refreshed, and sport water bottles for staying hydrated in style. FitSpire's equipment is not only durable but also space-saving, allowing you to create your dream workout space without sacrificing aesthetics or functionality. Whether you're a fitness novice or a seasoned pro, their collection caters to all levels. And here's the real game changer. As a special treat for our podcast listeners, we're offering an exclusive 10% off on your purchase. Simply use the code word NAPSEFFECT10 upon checkout at www.sunbeamslifestyle.com. It's our way of saying thank you for choosing FitSpire. But that's not all. For an even more seamless experience, download the Sunbeams Lifestyle app, available on both iOS and Android platforms. Browse their collection, stay updated on fitness trends, and exclusive deals. Transform your fitness routine from ordinary to extraordinary with FitSpire. Don't just dream about your fitness goals, achieve them in the comfort of your own home. Visit www.sunbeamslifestyle.com, use code NAPSEFFECT10, and let FitSpire be your fitness companion on this incredible journey. Attention Ateneo enthusiasts! The thrill of UAAP Season 86 second semester sports is here, and Loyola Heights is buzzing with excitement. Now is the perfect moment to become a crucial part of the Ateneo six-man, cheering the varsity team to victory. Don't just watch. Immerse yourself in the passion, the camaraderie, and the sheer amazement of the games. And what better way to manifest your unyielding support than by flaunting the latest gear from Get Blue? The brand new collection is a testament to the spirit of Ateneo, capturing the essence of victory and the pride that comes with being part of something extraordinary. Visit the link in our bio for an exclusive look at Get Blue's latest collection. Discover a range of high-quality apparel, from shirts to accessories, designed to elevate your game day experience. Show off your team colors and immerse yourself in the Blue Eagles' journey with pride. This season, it's not just about watching. It's about being seen as a true Blue Eagle supporter. Get Blue is your gateway to showcasing your loyalty, passion, and love for the game. Elevate your style and let the world know where your heart truly belongs. Get ready, get set, and get geared up with Get Blue.